Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. As you can see in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Jesus being the living word, and he allowed himself to be tempted by the tempter to show us Satan's MO, which is in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, zeroing in on what he saw as a weakness, just as he'll do with those who are in Christ, which is why we need to stay in the Word chapter by chapter and verse by verse with understanding, whereby we're not deceived by Satan's deception. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And as you can see in Psalm 91 verse 12, it doesn't say lest at any time there, so Satan here is adding to God's word, trying again to kill Jesus, just like he tried to do earlier through Herod, as we saw back in Matthew chapter 2. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, as you can see in Deuteronomy 6:16. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now here Satan is trying to kill Jesus spiritually, having failed to kill him physically, this being why death is one of Satan's names. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, as you can see in Deuteronomy 6:13. And as we know from Luke chapter 10, Christ gave us power over all the power of the enemy in his name, whereby all we need to do if we cross paths with anything negative or evil is say, Go to the abyss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they have to listen. Then the devil leaveth them, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus heard that John, meaning John the Baptist, was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 and 2, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death light is sprung up. From that time Jesus, who is the light foretold of in the first two verses of Isaiah chapter 9, obviously began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And notice here, they were told and not asked, free will being absent from those of the 7,000 Zadok who stood against Satan in the first world age, whereby in this world age they're predestined to become Christians and take part in the first resurrection at the seventh trumpet. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him, because they were also of the 7,000 Zadok, chosen from before the foundation of the world, which means from before the destruction of the first world age, as you can see in Appendix 146 of the Companion Bible. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan.